Iran says U.S. is undermining peace talks after Gulf attacks as Tehran says it hit targets in Jordan, Kuwait, and Bahrain. The article centers on Iran and its claim that the United States harmed a peace deal with retaliatory strikes in the Gulf. The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps says it hit several targets in the region, including in Jordan. A video shared by CNN shows an explosion near a U.S. base in Manama. Iran says it launched attacks on U.S. bases and downed a drone over its border. U.S. Central Command says the strikes were a proportional response to the downing of an American helicopter off Oman. The report notes water shortages in Sirik that show the toll on civilians. Iran accuses the U.S. of breaking a peace deal after retaliation and says U.S. bases are now targets. Iran says it hit targets in Jordan, shot down a drone, and video shows an explosion near a U.S. base in Bahrain, with some claims disputed. Iran's Revolutionary Guards say they launched attacks on U.S. bases, while Jordan, Kuwait, and Bahrain report interceptions or missiles downed. Iran's diplomacy urges Gulf neighbors to stop U.S. and Israeli attacks and says U.S. moves in the region are legitimate targets. CENTCOM says the strikes were proportional. Civilians face water shortages in Sirik after damage to reservoirs and extreme heat. Iran accuses U.S. of undermining Gulf peace as strikes flare across the region. What happened? Iran's Revolutionary Guard said they carried out a broad set of attacks after a U.S. helicopter was downed by Iranian forces. They claim to have targeted at least 4 sites in Jordan and launched a total of 21 strikes against U.S. bases in the Gulf area. The group also said it shot down a MQ-9 drone near the Jam region inside Iran. A video circulating on U.S. TV appeared to show an explosion near a base in Manama, Bahrain. The White House has not commented in detail on these claims. Reactions and claims. A U.S. official told the New York Times that Iran's claims are not accurate. In the region, the Jordanian army said it intercepted 5 Iranian missiles, with no reported casualties or material damage. Kuwait said its air defenses repelled hostile aerial targets, but did not initially specify the origin of the attack. Bahrain said it intercepted Iranian projectiles and accused Iran of violating international humanitarian law. Iran's diplomacy warned Gulf neighbors to prevent U.S. and Israeli strikes from their soil, saying any American military move in the region would be considered a legitimate target. The Iranian regime has long maintained that U.S. forces in the area are fair targets. U.S. and regional responses. The U.S. Central Command CENTCOM described the strikes as a proportionate response to the downing of the American helicopter off the coast of Oman. President Donald Trump described the attacks as very strong, according to Iranian sources who reported damage to civilian facilities at locations such as Sirik, Minab, and Qeshem. Civilian impact. Nearly 20,000 people in the port city of Sirik lost access to drinking water after the attacks damaged 2 reservoirs. A local water supplier official said temperatures in the region range from 45 to 50 degrees Celsius, creating difficult conditions. He warned that underground water resources could not fully replace the damaged reservoirs. Conclusion. This episode highlights how competing narratives and limited verification can escalate tensions in the Gulf, with civilians bearing the consequences. Iran contends it acted in response to pressures on a Gulf peace process, while the United States portrays its actions as a proportionate response aimed at curbing Iranian capabilities. The situation involves the IRG and CENTCOM, with reports from Jordan, Kuwait, and Bahrain about interceptions and attacks, and with a humanitarian toll visible in Sirik through water shortages and extreme heat. As the risk of miscalculation grows, so does the potential disruption to energy and trade, complicating any path to peace. To restore regional stability and support the resumption of diplomacy, parties should pursue de-escalation, verification, and adherence to international humanitarian law. An open, multilateral dialogue with credible mediation offers the best chance to protect civilians and keep peace talks on track despite recent clashes. Frequently asked questions. What is Iran's claim about the U.S. and peace talks? Iran says the U.S. is undermining peace talks in the Gulf. They blame Washington after Iran shot down a U.S. Apache helicopter. What did Iran say it hit in Jordan, Kuwait, and Bahrain? Iran says it hit and destroyed at least 4 targets in Jordan. A video shows an explosion near a base in Manama, Bahrain. The IRG says it launched 21 attacks on U.S. bases in the region and shot down a MQ-9 drone over Jam. Kuwait says its defenses repelled hostile air targets. Bahrain says it intercepted missiles. How did the U.S. describe the Gulf strikes? The U.S. says the strikes were a proportional response to Iran for the helicopter downing. They say the actions targeted Iranian capabilities. Are Iran's claims verified? Some reports doubt the Iranian claims. A NYT source says the claim about hits is false. The U.S. has not confirmed all details. What does this mean for peace talks? The clash makes peace talks harder. Iran says the U.S. stance hurts the deal. Regional neighbors are urged to prevent attacks and de-escalate.